We are going to make a quick transition here because we have this opportunity to talk about the new documentary, I Am Not Your Negro, directed by Haitian-born filmmaker Raoul Peck. The film uses the proposed book that James Baldwin was looking to write. He wrote 30 pages of a book that was never published. And it focuses on the period of time in which three murders took place of prominent Black leaders, Medgar Evers, Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X. So the film uses this as sort of its foundation for looking at Baldwin and looking at the civil rights movement and understanding something about who James Baldwin was, his political orientation, and through his lens, seeing a struggle up close and very personal. And Baldwin had this ability to really use insight on that level to draw out a lot of the depth of pain and passion in what was going on during that time period. Jan, we both saw this yesterday, so we're gonna try to make sense of our own thoughts as we talk about it. But you particularly see a kind of social psychology and activist psychology in all of this to draw out from the film. So why don't you start with some of that?
Well, there's been a number of terms in describing this film, a spiritual documentary, a meditation on American racism, a kind of prophetic account of the words of James Baldwin through the power of the voice of Samuel Jackson. That it's a kind of haunting film. It also has a very dreamlike quality. These montages, a brilliant editing job.
The use of music as well, both original score and recognizable music from many generations, from the past music that we recognize and some more modern, more hip-hop style music
as
well.
Yeah, the score. And you don't see in the film how much American culture has been produced by Black people, mm-hmm. who really are the most, I think, the creative force behind much of what we know as American culture has been produced mm-hmm. by Black people. It's much more about the representations of Black people through racist white lens. And so there's that theme that runs through it, the misrecognition mm-hmm. of Black people, the distorted images that he then confronts the audience. He says, the Negro that you so fear is really about you. It mm-hmm. is a product of your own imaginary. It's a part of you, which is this idea of projection and projective identification, kind of identifying with and fearing that which you put in another, the oppressed. And at the same time, he's kind of claiming that we know you better than you know yourself. That's always, it's kind of a Hegelian notion that the oppressed, the master and the slave are bound together through a mutual dependency, but the oppressed knows the oppressor more than, and the oppressor deny its dependency, its needing of the mm-hmm. oppressed. So, you know, there was one moment in the film where all this montages of Hollywood films that are just excruciating to watch.
We should say, Raoul Peck, who made the film, and Baldwin had an interest in cinema and a history with American cinema, which for both of them made that connection, or at least for Raoul Peck, he's talks about, you know, Baldwin was speaking to me in part because of his words about American racism, but also because he understood film. They both grew up watching these films and understanding the way that they were both represented and absent in different ways.
Yeah, Bell Hooks talks about that as well, how you become a student of popular culture and film growing up as a Black person, seeing images of yourself that you don't recognize. There's some, you know, this is some other Black person that is a product of the white imagination. But it's one scene where you see Doris Day in that kind of perpetual virginity, typical Doris Day film, and he hates her. And you go cut right from Doris Day to lynchings. And I thought, God, that's pretty harsh. But then I thought, you know, it is about American, this kind of perpetual virginity of and moral innocence and refusing to see what you're doing that's, mm-hmm. that kind of captured the heart of this film in a certain way.
Well, it's the end game of disappearance and erasure in a way to make that cut so stark.
He's also, I think, foregrounding this refusal, and through image after image, the refusal in this country on a kind of dominant level to really come to terms with the history of racism. Mm-hmm. And it's different from 13th, that film, also a powerful film. Here you really see the sense of struggle and Black resistance and tensions and differences in that history. And as a gay man, he really struggled himself with aspects of the Black liberation and civil rights movements where he felt excluded. And he was very critical of Christianity and the Black church.
True. And he, and we don't have time to get into too much of this, but he talks about at one point why he didn't join the Black Muslims and the Black Panthers, and talking about that as he didn't see white people as white devils. This is a complex piece of Baldwin's being, his way, but without compromising at all the depth and impact of racism. I mean, he's so important. Just in the last minute, I wanted to also just direct us to a quote from Raoul Peck when asked in an interview,
the director, Haitian,
you know, what he learned from James Baldwin's writing. And he says, quote, "What I learned from Baldwin is this way of questioning something that might seem solid. Nothing is solid. And this sort of agility, of mental agility and intellectual agility to question everything, I think Baldwin helped me to have that very early on in my life." And that is perhaps what we can all hope to gather from exploring his work much more.
Yeah. Well, do we have another minute to talk a bit about the title?
Take about 30 seconds.
Yeah, because we're used to the N-word, the debates over the N-word, but this is called the other N-word. And it's very unsettling to see Dick Cavett, this interview of the, you know, very famous talk show host of the 60s, started in the late 60s, 1968 interview, asking him, "Well, are you hopeless about the Negro situation?" And asking him to pronounce, and he talks in a very complicated way about the nature of hope. He says, you know, to be alive, to continue, no, I'm hopeless, but to continue to be alive is in some ways an expression of hope, but mm-hmm. I'm not feeling very hopeful. And Dick Cavett didn't welcome this because yeah. It was sort of following the civil rights movement. I mean, you have both a sense of how the history we do have now around the discourse of race is more complex now, and he seems so utterly naive and out of it and objectifying Black people mm-hmm. in the use of that word. But it's an interesting title in that sense to meditate on.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to wrap up. This is Denise Morris with Jan Hocken talking about I Am Not Your Negro, the Hollywood Theater and Cinema 21. Don't wait. Get tickets online. The show is selling out.